Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. George. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Goodness. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our team with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine. I remain spiritually attuned and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And then we'll be back. All right. So, transitioning to success is the topic for today. And the reason I chose this topic mainly is because I think that oftentimes people fail to plan. Planning is essential. And sometimes I think what it is we just think it'll just happen. Everything will just fall into place. You know, some people even say, well, if it's God's will, then it'll work out. Or whatever will be. We've got all these superstitions and often silly mantras that we recite these things because they have been embedded in our consciousness, and we think that they hold some truth. The problem with that is that if you believe that, then it does become true for you. Sometimes that's the block, the brick wall right there that you run into. You, as a co-creator with God, need to understand that your success is not contingent upon the luck of the draw or the throw of the die. Okay, it's not contingent upon the time of day or the time of the year, but it's contingent upon you as the creator to bring it into fruition. And you do that through your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Now, the same way that you start a new job, a new business, a new marriage, a new relationship, a new fitness plan, a new diet, whatever it is that you're doing. It takes effort and steps that come behind that new start. You need to make sure you are well aware of the direction you are trying to go in. Because without direction, you're just going to wander all over the place. And it will also become evident to other people whom you may be trying to sell your product or service to. And when you're all over the map, nothing happens. The universe can't support you. Okay? Clients won't come on board, or customers. Okay? Or you'll find that you have trouble on your job with coworkers or your boss. Or you'll have trouble in the relationship. Or you pull a ligament in trying to work out. If you don't abide by the steps that are going to help you transition, what I'm finding so often is that people aren't ready to do the work. They have a dream, they have a vision, but they don't want to do the work. They just want it to just instantly manifest out of nowhere, and they reap the benefits. They don't want to study, they don't want to learn, okay? Even if they get with someone who can help them, they want the short course, okay? They want to accelerate the program. They certainly don't want to pay for it. And they just expect people to just tell them everything that they need to know in order to grow. This is your dream. This is your life. These are your objectives. And if you don't believe in them, if you don't put some passion, some fire up underneath your but then no one else will. I find that people have so many excuses. You know, well, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And okay, so show me what that looks like. You know, and the truth of the matter is it's still a dream. And they haven't done anything. They haven't made an attempt. And this is where the problems come in. A lot of people don't want to get into multi-level marketing. Okay? Oh, I don't want to sell. I don't want to do that. You know, everything is sales. The job you work on is sales. Somebody's selling it, the product or service. Okay? And if it were not for them, you wouldn't have a job. It's just that simple. We sell ourselves every day. So we get out of bed and get freshened up, and we go out in order to sell ourselves to the world. We speak a certain way. We handle ourselves in a certain way. We use certain body language because we are selling ourselves to the public. Everything is sales. And when you finally recognize that, then you will start to understand that your success really is guaranteed. You meet the criteria that will set your goals, your hopes, your dreams in motion. But as long as you're putting on the brakes, and holding yourself back or wondering what's going to happen next instead of deciding what's going to happen next, creating the conditions that you want to happen next. People often act as if they have nothing to do with their lives and its outcome or its conditions. This is what happened to me. No, this is what you incited. It's not what happened to you. Okay? It's all about what you initiated, the decisions, the choices that you made that brought about this effect. Too many times we look at the results and consider that the cause, and you got it backwards. The results are basically the effect. And the cause is your choices. The decisions that you made that have taken you in this direction. Sometimes our compass is off. Sometimes we haven't done the research that we needed to do. We're looking at other things. We're distracted. We got so much going on in our lives. And we haphazardly put a plan together. We don't consider all the variables. And we may even skip over a few steps, thinking, oh, I'll just accelerate the program here and I'll take care of that on the back end. And we find ourselves in a world of trouble. We end up creating a monster or something that we don't want, which turns into a bigger headache. We call those things problems. Okay? Because we didn't bother preparing for the transitions that were necessary. Sometimes we're just not ready to receive that much business or that much growth. Maybe we're not ready to receive that promotion. And perhaps your boss knows that, which is why you didn't get the promotion. There's no sense in being upset because one of your coworkers got it, especially when you know you're not ready. But you may feel like, well, I deserve it because I've been here the longest. I have longevity. Yeah, I've heard people say this constantly. I'm a senior here, so, you know, I'm the one who's next. But you're unprepared. You don't want to do the job that you have, let alone the one above. See, as human beings, it's said that we resist change. We don't want to transition. We like everything to stay the same, even if it's not so good. Okay? People don't want to make the effort to get out of a bad situation today. Make a decision to change your life. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Let me help you make that change for the better. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.